from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh man, James isn't here. That's good. We have an hour to have some fun. Not that James isn't fun, but.
And we keep low key trying to stall for somebody to do something.
No one's doing anything. I don't think anything's happening today. It got really, really quiet.
That means a lot's going to happen over the next 2 days.
Now I think that's true. It's just how much of that involves the Sacramento Kings.
Do we come back Monday and the biggest thing we're talking about is they gave the MLE to someone?
Might be. It's possible.
Nick Marshall or Najee Marshall, who I like as a ball player, but.
Well, Tyler's mentioning our worst nightmare. News breaks at 4:03.
Well, Mike Brown did sign his contract at, 8 o'clock at night?
Which I'm fine with. I'm fine. Once we get, over 2 hours, I'm fine. If it's within the hour, then I'm upset.
Y'all could have.
Yeah, then I'm upset. Because y'all already knew.
Yeah.
What took so long?
Man,
I'm also trying. I know this doesn't. It is 6 o'clock Eastern time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I do try to keep that stuff in mind. By the time we sign off, it's 7 o'clock Eastern time. What are we really doing? I'm not sure. It's not guys say, hey, we'll see you Monday. I'm headed to the Poconos.
Mikal Bridges was probably 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, that's a shoot. So, yep.
And then we'll go Central time. Then Houston did everything they started doing everything they could.
Still,
they thought they had a chance.
Still don't understand why Kevin Durant was referenced that night, but sure enough, he was. Let me ask everyone something. Mm-hmm. Obviously, both of you. Do you trust Monty McNair?
Yes.
Trust him to try.
Okay.
There's been a lot of Kuzmas and Levines and Cam Johnsons and whatever you want to throw up before. I gotta trust them to try and be active, but I don't know if they get it done.
There's only been. We're kind of talking about one season where he didn't get it done this past season.
We're throwing out the first one. That's fair. That's fine. He had the job for 6 minutes and had to go sign Glenn Robinson.
He got the Sabonis deal done. He got the Herter deal done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he helped.
Well, he got Malik.
He got Malik. I was just thinking trades, signing a free.
Well, Herter was a trade. You're right. Sorry, Herter was a trade. Yeah.
So,
but that was a off season trade. That wasn't a trade deadline trade. That was an off season trade.
Off season.
Yep.
I don't know how much it is to do with Monty too, or the fact that they missed playoffs and all their picks got tied up, because I'm not sure how much value right now the 2027 pick has. Maybe Washington loves it or whatever, but
we just saw someone traded for the 2031 pick.
It's circumstance. Maybe Washington loves that pick or whatever. The Spurs probably needed a cut salary or whatever. I don't know why they did that deal, but
Washington said, give me that joint in 2031. or whoever. Pop got it. Pop got it. The memes were pretty funny. They had Pop scouting like 6 year olds. it was funny.
Yeah, I think I'll just go back to it. This is just my feeling. It's just how I feel. Just a little the vibes I'm getting. He's got probably like 2 or 3 deals on the table that he's very confident he can get done, and they're just trying to figure out which direction they want to go. Not saying they're a done deal. The deals can be pulled off the table at any moment. You know how things go. But I think he's looking at least 2, probably 3 scenarios he can go with.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Figure it out. That line of thinking comes from this paragraph from Jake Fisher. One team to monitor for Ingram would be Sacramento. The Kings have been weighing paths to acquire various wings, sources said. From Kyle Kuzma to Zach LaVine, and Ingram could be another option for Sacramento to explore, sources said. The Kings have veteran wings Harrison Barnes and Kevin Huerter, whom Sacramento placed on the trade market last deadline, and their 2 salaries combine for almost a perfect match to meet Ingram's $36 million expiring number for the 24-25 season.
Once again, I could be 100% wrong. I could be just it's too optimistic or whatever, but isn't that a pretty specific wording right there? Weighing paths.
No.
To me, it just sounds like they're exploring avenues for
different
trades and all
that. You're really, really hung up on that.
Why not say exploring ways?
It's all the same stuff.
It's the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
No, weighing means you've got things in front of you.
I don't think that's what it means.
No.
He didn't say there's weighing his options. Like, he's weighing his path. Obviously, like, Monty still has to walk that path.
Can I also point?
You have a path. You're at the road where you can go this way, this way, this way, this way. You have all this stuff in front of you.
It doesn't mean those roads can't dead end.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I think he's working towards it, but I don't think,
you could
like,
be walking
I don't think, like, there's 3 trades. It's like, all right, fellas, what are we doing?
You could take a path and be walking to nowhere.
Yeah.
You could be. I don't know. That's pretty specific to me. I don't know.
Hey, well, y'all do something then.
Yeah, pick one today.
Yeah, like
right now.
Like,
fine.
What don't you know yet?
So
not you.
No,
but
so,
like, what don't you know
so
yet?
This could be the case. Like we talked about, you've got LaVine in your back pocket. You've got that
for now.
Yeah, but you're pretty confident you're not losing that. Mm. Who's coming? Like, you're bidding against yourself. There's nobody else there. You have that in your back pocket. You had some really extensive talks with Kuzma. You guys were right there, with the Washington Wizards. You were right there. Draft came and went. Who knows if the 13 was even part of the deal? It's like, let's reconvene after the draft. Let's reconvene. And then, you know, this Ingram stuff is like you're trying to figure out which way you really want to like get after it in. You've got some ways that you can go. And I think Monty is confident that if he really like hones in on a deal, he can close one of them down.
I see that Monty's way on this path the same way like whoever else is interested in, like Cam Johnson, those guys are. I don't think like they have anything set or anything. I think they're just negotiating maybe at this point. But I don't think like he's close.
But the other reason I feel that way too is I also think like the Every move this week has been pretty specific, it feels like.
I got the AI chat.
Oh, man, these guys.
I'm sorry.
Let me guess. They're talking about kid and play.
No.
Oh.
No. This is the... This screenshot, too, in the Discord is crazy. The chat is about a live TV personality named Kim, who is currently intoxicated.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute.
Is currently intoxicated and stumbling during a live taping of the show. The chat is expressing amusement and concern over her behavior, with many urging her to change her shirt and sober up.
Bro, this is
that
an
is
office
ridiculous.
Episode about Meredith, bro.
That is ridiculous. Let Kim live.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that is incredible. Oh, AI. That is amazing. Yeah, I point something else out. This caught my attention earlier when we were looking at this line from Jake Fisher. But I didn't pursue the research until now. The Kings have veteran wings Harrison Barnes, Kevin Huerter, blah, 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 blah. Their two salaries combined for almost a perfect match to meet Ingram's $36 million expiring for next year. He's right. The rules have changed, so if I'm wrong, like, help me out. It doesn't have to match perfectly.
I think it's like within a certain percentage.
Right.
Like 70-80%?
I think it's 80%. Yeah. So I was going back to something you brought up earlier where we were trying to come up with a way for the Kings to land, especially if it's Ingram, multiple players, particularly like Cam Johnson. That way you have a little, you know, it's not the cushiest pillow if Brandon Ingram leaves. But it doesn't catch you completely off guard if Brandon Ingram winds up not re-signing. And part of that would be kind of how you navigate your remaining tradable assets. And it's important to point out, while Jake Fisher is 100% accurate in that the contracts do match up, they don't have to match up perfectly.
Right. Right.
And that's just the quirk in the collective bargaining agreement. They need to reach a certain percentage, but it doesn't have to be 36 for 36 in this scenario. I think there are scenarios where it does, and I think that's more of like apron teams, maybe second apron teams. I think there's scenarios where it has to match dollar for dollar, but the Kings nor the Pelicans are, and the Pelicans wouldn't be in that, or that situation, or rephrase that, the Kings wouldn't be in that situation. They're not even approaching those types of numbers.
Right.
Do you think that Kings need to get a third team involved in like the Brandon Ingram stuff? Because why would the Pelicans take Barnes and Huerter and picks?
Well, okay. I don't mean to be. Why would anybody?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to need to get Huerter, a third team involved.
So let's
that's
also.
That's kind of just why. Like, I'm just not sure anything happens.
I don't know who needs. Hey, I don't know who goes. Hey, I need a really solid wing, good locker, or a really solid wing locker room guy who will play 82 games. I don't know if those discussions are had. Let's not, like, Huerter doesn't suck. Like, Huerter, at all. Huerter,
I don't think he sucks. I'm not saying that, but, like, if you're the Pelicans, you're looking to win now, I'm assuming. If you trade Brandon Ingram, like, you're looking for maybe, like, a Darius Garland type. Like, I think if you trade for Huerter and Barnes, you get worse.
Huerter, so there's a couple things going on. Number one, Huerter would be your starting shooting guard if you're the Pelicans. CJ McCollum started the point. The other thing about this that brings Brandon Ingram and the Pelicans back down to earth is you have to find somebody that's willing to take a chance that they might lose Brandon Ingram. And the Cavs may not be willing. If Garland and Jared Allen are available, they may be able to get somebody with a larger contract, with years on the contract. If Brandon Ingram is talking to Cleveland and they're not supposed to, but if there's conversation.
And they would never.
They would never. If there's conversation somehow going on where they're like, hey, man, we might be able to explore this trade. What do you think about re-signing with us, you know, if we can get you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Maybe. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I want to play the year out. I don't know if they give up Garland and Jared Allen for that, for a maybe.
For sure.
So they may be able to get, like, and this is the whole point. Like,
especially Garland, because you talk about biggest assets, biggest piece. That's their biggest piece.
You could get somebody that's already locked in.
Mm-hmm.
You could get Kyle Kuzma maybe or something like that in that situation,
sure.
Potentially. A guy like that. So, like, why would they want Barnes or Huerter or something like that in picks? It's because the market may not be as strong as they anticipate it. There's already
the picks are probably the most important.
Yeah,
part.
There's all like, and that's aside from there are questions about Brandon Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of them don't look at him. Some teams don't look at him as the type of guy that's gonna get paid what he wants to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
They mean, I don't know, bro. He's nice. He's cool, but I don't know. And the Kings maybe the one team, desperate may not be the word, but that might be the team that is willing to take a chance on the 1 year and give you something that could help you. Like, who do you think is in the market for? Like, well, Fisher, he had those teams, and that doesn't mean it's set in stone or he's 100% correct. For Brandon Ingram. Mm. It was Sacramento, Atlanta, Cleveland, and Philly.
Okay, yeah.
Philly has nothing to give you back.
Right.
If you're New Orleans.
I don't even know how that – I don't understand how that happens.
In Atlanta, DeJounte Murray, maybe that works. Mm-hmm. Maybe that works. Clint Capella.
But does that work? Like, yeah, that works in the trade machine. Does that, like, is that what New Orleans is looking for?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think I was thinking more so just personnel wise. Like, he'd be your starting shooting guard, gives you some defense. That works. That works, maybe. You know? Yeah. But that, I mean, those four teams, you got to weigh out who's really also thirsty enough to give a better trade proposal without any guarantee of him re-signing.
And, you know, you could get the Siakam Pacers wink wink.
Mm-hmm. You could.
It might not be to Sacramento.
Right.
It could be to Atlanta. It could be to Cleveland. You know, they're given the concerns about Brandon Ingram, it's not impossible all four of these teams attempt to execute a trade for Brandon Ingram with the idea of just getting him there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's kind of see how the year goes, pal. Yeah. And I think what I would be interested in finding out is if the idea of trading for Brandon Ingram without all of them being interested in trading for Brandon Ingram without a contract extension, if that lowers his value.
Mm.
Because if you're the Pelicans and you're having conversations with the Hawks, and the Hawks are like, yeah, we don't really need a guarantee. We're trying to get something done this year. There's a scenario. We'd absolutely love to have Brandon Ingram here for the next 4 years, 5 years, 7 years. We just want to get him in here and see how this works. Philly says the same thing. Sacramento says the same thing. Doesn't that lower his trade value a little bit? Because no one's doing the part of what part of the reasons the Pacers offer for the Siakam was so big was because they knew they had him for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their and credit to them. That was their move.
Yeah.
They were like, we're going to get Tyrese's running mate.
Right.
And now we have the two pillars of our franchise and we're working everything we're doing now. We're working from there. And they knew that going in.
Let me ask you a question. Does it benefit Brandon Ingram to tell anybody that he would resign there? I'm just asking. Like, what are the pluses for that? Maybe
does
if it's
it benefit
a place that you want to go, you could say, look, I want to come here. I will. We have the weak link.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just do the deal because I'll be here.
Does it benefit him to do that? Is that what you're?
Yeah.
Only if, like, he wants to play there.
Right, right.
And it probably benefits the Pelicans more than anyone else.
And if he's got four places right now, let's just go by the report. I don't know how true. I'm just saying. If he's got four places that he's not crazy.
Watch the Warriors swoop in.
Jackass.
Chris Paul for Brandon Ingram. All right, dude.
If he's got four places that he's not, like, crazy about re-signing to, why would he tell any of them that, yeah, for sure I'll re-sign? And then they're all dealing with the whole possibility of I don't know if he's going to stay or not.
Yeah, I don't know that does anything for him. I think the only people that helps is the Pelicans, because the Pelicans can say you're not trading for a guy for a year, you're trading for a guy for four or five or whatever you guys are going to work out. But you're trading for, if you're Atlanta, you're trading for Trae Young's running mate,
right?
Moving forward.
And I only bring that up because he could just be like, I don't hate Sacramento, but I'm about to be a free agent. I probably want to. Why close off my options? And technically, you're not. But usually, if they give you the wink, wink, they don't go back on them both sides.
Yeah, and then there's also the money talks thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, pal, that's cool. You want to end a free agency? It's fine. No one can offer you what we can, though.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm money, I'm selling them. You're going to win here.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can pay you like we can. So, yeah, if that's what you want to do, do you.
Greg, the monk tappers in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House says, D-Lo, KC, if B.I. comes here, what do you think it would take to keep him? Winning and money. That's it. Yeah. And if you're talking about money, it probably would be, what would you say, $40 million a year?
Yeah,
like if they made the playoffs, he's like that dude.
Yeah,
or, you know, and
you're flirting with max money.
Yeah,
you're in. I don't, you know, maybe it's not exactly max dollars, but you're definitely. You could smell the perfume on the max dollars. Like you're close enough to, you know, for it to be in sight. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you know it, with the scenario you laid out, and he played 72, 3, 4, 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is one of those things, too, where you just got to – this is probably going to be a huge year for Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
I don't know why it happens like this, but it happens a lot where these dudes go into the final year of their contracts. It happens across sports. We see it all the time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Brandon Ingram had a monster year, regardless of where he's playing.
Yeah.
But you can also have situations that go south.
Yeah.
You know, I'm extremely critical of James Harden, and I criticize him for, you know, the way he conducts himself on a team. But I don't think it was working on Philadelphia. Mm. Like you could, in theory, oh, Trae Young and Brandon Ingram together. Yeah, you have to. Okay, Atlanta, you getting past the Knicks? Getting past the Celtics? Those are questions you ask too. You put Brandon Ingram on the Sacramento Kings. Can you fight with the Denver Nuggets? Because I don't know that anyone is sold on. No one's going, boy, you really got to fight through Dallas this year in the West. No one's doing that. Right. They're still using Denver. That's not fair to Dallas, but it's the truth.
It is what it is.
They're looking at Denver. They're looking at OKC, and they're looking at Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They're glossing right past Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Can you compete with those three? And you're better off, like, if you're Brandon Ingram and your objective, and it might not be, but if your objective is to win, of the teams that have been mentioned in this equation, your best shot to win is with Sacramento in the Western Conference.
I agree.
And if I'm Philadelphia, or if I'm looking at Philadelphia, yeah, he needs you to fill out your roster, Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what it, like me, Tyrese and Joel is interesting, but like, are you surrounding me with two-way guys?
Yeah.
What else we got?
Because going after that.
Yeah, we just saw Phoenix do that, dude. I'm not.
It didn't work.
We just saw Phoenix do that, and they didn't play in the same conference as New York and Boston. I ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
And Joe a little bit older now, too. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You're going to have to fill out this roster, dog.
Yeah. I'm,
and Atlanta's laughable to me.
Atlanta has a lot of talented players.
Is that a talented team? Not talented players. Is that a talented team? Nah, you thinking too long, man. That team's not.
Well,
I
don't think they're very good. But I mean, if I was playing devil's advocate, I'd be like, they got to the same exact point as one game behind where the Kings got last year in a weaker conference. But this is what it is.
Yeah, they stink. That team's not good. I don't care where they got last year. Look, that team got to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they weren't good.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So. You crapped all over Dallas for getting there, and that was fair.
Yeah.
Crap all over Atlanta. They weren't good. Yeah. And I don't know that I want to play with Trae Young either. I'm a hater. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I don't like that team.
Maybe you're not playing with Trae Young.
Then don't send me to Atlanta.
DeJounte's your point guard. DeJounte, you and DeJounte.
Well, what are we going to do then? Okay, yeah. So you, all right, B.I., good luck, bro. You're signing up to go to the play-in at best. Do that.
I mean, I think
if you're going east, excuse me, your better bet is Philadelphia, but you better push that dude to fill out that roster first. Mm. If your objective is to win, it's Sacramento. You got a better shot with DeMontis Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, and Keegan Murray than you do any combination of guys on any of those other teams.
Cleveland?
Well, that one's different. That one's a little bit different. So, but okay, well, let's do it, though. So Darius is obvious.
And I'll just, for sake of argument, I'll just say one of them. I won't say Darius and Jared Allen, because maybe that's asking too much. But Darius is gone. Now you got Donovan.
So let's try this. Mm-hmm. They better than the Bucks.
Potentially, yeah.
I think so,
like
too.
The Bucks. I like the Bucks more than most people, though. I still think a healthy.
So this high praise then.
Yeah. I think a healthy Bucks team is probably the second or third best team in the East.
But I just asked you if Cleveland was better in this situation.
Yeah. I'll just, for sake of argument, I'll say yes.
But do you believe that?
I think they're even.
Fair enough. Yeah. That's fine. Pacers?
Yeah.
Better than the Pacers. Mm-hmm. Knicks?
No.
And then they're not better than the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not bad company then. Like, I'd roll the dice on that. Mm-hmm.
If I'm
Brandon Ingram, I'd roll the dice.
Get you a chance to get to the conference finals.
Of course, I'd do it after Donovan Mitchell signed his 4-year, $200 million contract extension.
How does that work out, too? Like, for Cleveland to even be considering that. If you get B.I., you got to think that you're going to try and keep him. He's going to get a lot of money. And Evan Mobley is lurking around too.
So this is probably one of those things where, like, the order in which you send stuff to the league matters. Mm. Like, you might have to, like, you can announce a Donovan Mitchell signing and it's not done yet, and then acquire, you know, Brandon Ingram, whatever, is not done yet.
It still wouldn't. I'm thinking about after, because, like, you're trying to sign Brandon Ingram to a deal, you would get him thinking that you're signing him to a deal. So after next year is over, you're signing him to a $200 million deal.
Yeah, you're going for it.
And then
that's pretty much what you have to do at this point, though. You have to go for it, and you have a window within that second apron to where, I mean, maybe 2 years, where you either win or you make some excruciating decisions.
Mm.
And it's not, you know, the era of Joe Lacob just going, well, I'm just going to keep paying for it. It's probably over because I don't even know that Steve Ballmer would want to pay for this.
Especially like, if you're not a championship team.
Well, exactly. And it's not just the price tag, it's the restrictions. Mm. Like, you can't sign in the, you know, I know the Warriors pitched a fit. We couldn't sign Dante DiVincenzo. They took our mid level away. Like, all right, dog. Like, okay. But that's salute to Dante, and in fairness to Warriors fans, like, that was true. Like, you lost the ability to do that. And that's what all of these teams are going to face when they make that move.
Mm.
That move is now, look, you've got a window to win a championship, then you get out.
I wonder why they agreed to that. That seems like a lot as far as, like, just making it,
like, I think it's because
that you can keep a team together 5-6 years.
Because
something.
I think more teams than not can't afford to do that.
Mm.
Like, they can't afford to go on 6-year runs where they're paying these absurd luxury tax bills.
Right.
And there are more teams than, you know, I think most teams don't want to pay the luxury tax, period. Mm-hmm. But now you've got teams going $20 million, $30 million over the luxury tax, and you instill penalties for them. Well, the penalties didn't exactly work. Mm-hmm. It didn't deter many. It deterred some to a degree. Mm-hmm. But you could still, hey, man, I know it's costing us $300 million for this team. We could get Dante DiVincenzo. We could, you know, he gets the not the mid-level, but the one that's, like, right below that. And that's $5 million. I know it costs us like $25 million, but damn it, that could be the difference between a championship. Yo, they're going to do it 10 times out of 10, but not every organization can do that. And when the math of the owners works out, there's more, and I'm being a bit generous with this phrase, have-nots than haves. Mm-hmm. And I think it levels the playing field a little bit, I guess. Like, because willing to spend, like, yeah, if you're not spending up to the luxury tax and you're trying to compete, maybe not going a little bit over, like, yeah, every fan base has the right to complain.
Right.
Paying $30 million on a $5 million contract? Yeah, like at some point as a business owner, you got to draw a line.
Right.
That's a bad investment.
Right.
And that's the new collective bargaining agreement.
They and what I do like about it, I don't like, I'm not a fan of like the NFL's hard cap or anything like this. It does say like if you want to, you can pay whatever you want to keep a team together or to put a team together. It's just going to cost you a lot, but
unless you're the Dodgers, then you can just magically defer money till 20 years down the line.
Money guy, you know.
Apparently,
Nico's the relationship guy. They got a money guy. Man,
still incredible that that's legal.
And he just keeps hitting home runs every single day. Every day. Did you see the ball boy who saved his life?
I did. Yo, that was wild. That was crazy.
That was just nonchalant.
Yeah,
just,
that was crazy. We'll come back. We'll close out this day. We'll close out this week. And we'll stare at our phones begging for something to happen for another 30 minutes.
Do something.
D'Lo and KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino, where the humidor is open now. Over 100 different types of whiskeys. 100 different type of cigar styles. If you don't know what type of cigar you like, no worries. They have someone there who can walk you through the process. As a matter of fact, our experience at the humidor was so fantastic. The first time I went home to try to smoke a cigar that I had picked out myself wandering around a cigar store, it was crap. And I wound up putting it out and not even finishing it. This is a great place to learn what your style is. It's the Humidor. It's inside Sky River Casino. Go check it out. And we'll come back with more on ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We just booked Reese's whole life. He doesn't even know it.
We're not the only ones. Ryan has booked his life as well.
Oh, I believe that. He might want to listen.
No, you're
to Ryan.
Doing this, Reese.
I'm starting to think it's me. Like, Kennedy was looking at me kind of crazy at the draft party.
I mean, it's just babies.
Is that what babies do? Do babies look at everybody crazy?
They're trying to figure it out.
Ryan looks at me like she wants to fight.
Well, she looks at
Kennedy looked at me like she was confused. And I was just like, maybe it's not the baby. Maybe it's me.
No, I mean, well,
they know I'm scared of
Ryan,
them.
It definitely wasn't you. She just, you just got to catch her at the right time. She'll look at anybody.
I did not catch her at the right time.
Once you wanted to get out the seat.
I was like, hey.
She was upset. I was
like, hey, Ryan. And I bent down and she was like, if you don't get your punk ass away from me, I will.
She said, are you getting me out of the stroller? If not, get out of my face.
No, well, that's pretty much what it was. There were strong get out of my face vibes from Ryan that day. So I did as I was instructed to do, and I got out of her face.
She's done that to me as well. It happens. Kennedy was a nice baby, though.
Oh, Kennedy, yeah, she just looked at me like
I mean, Ryan's a nice baby, too, but I'm just saying, Kennedy is a nice baby.
I was like, hey, remember me? You were trying to throw up on me right before our live show.
Once again, are you getting me out of the stroller?
No.
If not, point me in the direction of somebody who is.
I don't think there's anyone here who's going to help you. Grandma's worried about the fight. Your mom's really hot. I don't know. I don't even know where your dad is. We went to get some lemonade, and your dad just disappeared. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. I think Monty's cooking, like Bonte said.
Bonte did say that to us. He sent us a text. Yeah, he said. He's
trying to figure some stuff out right now. Monty, if you're listening. Wes, if you're listening.
They listening.
We know. We know. We see you. We see you working. We see you working. I think
we don't see you working, but we think that you are.
Right. We hope you're.
I will once again quote the text from our source, strong source for D'Lo and KC. It was sent at 11:25 this morning on our way into the office. And I quote, crickets.
Did you respond yet?
I did.
Oh, damn. Because we still have that in our back pocket. You can send him like that little emoji. Because then maybe he might have heard something. So, I mean, if he heard something, he would have told you, though, too. He or she. I don't know who it is.
It's a good save.
We'll call them the powers that be.
Ah, the powers that be. The higher power?
Yeah.
Higher power. Oh, did you? This is random, because I saw there was an anniversary on Raw. I scrolled by.
Anniversary. I think we're in Hell in a Cell territory here, aren't we?
This was on Raw.
Oh,
it was.
So then it would be.
It was like a fact. Something with Mr. McMahon.
Oh,
wow. Or redacted.
Yeah. Tyson's bit Holyfield's ear on 17 years ago today.
I did see that. That was.
Wow. Wait, how many years?
Yeah. 17?
No.
That's not right. No, that can't be right.
That's a chatty house.
Yeah, that can't be
that's
right.
That's a chatty house.
Well, was it on today, though? Maybe just the number was wrong.
Today.
Okay, wow. Then maybe we just read the wrong number wrong.
I think it was probably, Holyfield 20,
versus.
Probably 30.
Holyfield versus Tyson 2.
Maybe it was 27 then.
January 28th, 1997.
Yeah, 27, not 17.
Hmm. Man, we talk about this. You want to talk about
Mike Tyson has the ultimate face turn, right? As far as anyone in life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like that.
Because they love that guy now.
That man served time.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Or.
Yes.
Serious. Yes,
right. Yeah.
And
now it's just Mike's great.
Love Mike. They love Mike. Which is
this right? The purse for that fight was $35 million for Evander Holyfield and $30 million for Mike. Now I don't know what happened after.
Yeah.
But $35 million?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
If y'all wonder why we think Dana White is just ass. In 1997, that was the purse for Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson.
That sounds right. I wonder, is that...
Hey, but keep fighting for that $500,000 bonus, guys.
Is that the purse, or is that what they walked away with?
It's hard to tell sometimes. Under the tail of the tape, it says purse.
Because it's like one of those things where they'll go into the fight, like you're guaranteed 15, but if the pay-per-view sales are X, then you could get up to $25 million.
I'm literally reading the line that says purse. Yeah. So I'm not sure.
That that's still like a crazy amount, though. That is a crazy amount.
Mike Tyson was fined $3 million.
What do you think UFC fighters were going to do at that time?
$650 and some jawbreakers.
That's what they're getting this weekend for 303. UFC 303, just getting whatever. Getting whatever.
I wonder if the...
We all know the OJ Chase is like the one that everybody, if it would happen today, Twitter would go crazy. If that happened today, Mike Tyson at that time was probably the 97, the most famous athlete in the world. Jordan was still
like, yeah, like it top and, five.
It was him and Jordan. Tiger was Tiger around? Tiger?
No, 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 not yet.
Tiger was 98 or so, wasn't he? He was before 2000.
But Tiger wasn't like on the scene like that in 97.
Not like
he?
That, but I remember. I mean, Tiger had LeBron rookie year, like
yeah,
like,
but
coming
like,
out of Stanford. Didn't he get the Nike deal coming out of Stanford? He got a crazy
look, man. I'm not an encyclopedia, dude.
Yes, you are.
Well, for wrestling, maybe. Tiger's first Masters was 97. I guess it'd be right there. I don't know that I'd rank him above Tyson.
Tyson was top five most famous athlete.
Yeah,
at the
absolutely.
Time. Probably
absolutely.
Top three.
Absolutely.
And he bit a guy's ear off.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Were wrestlers ever as popular as those athletes back then in the 90s?
Hulk Hogan, for sure.
Hogan,
and
yeah.
And Stone Cold.
I got it. Yeah, it is Hell in a Cell today. Mm. Sorry, I just changed the subject completely. I was like, wait a minute, we're in Hell in a Cell period. Yep, Mick Foley took a dive off of Hell in a Cell, and people always forget, Kane beat Stone Cold Steve Austin later that night.
I definitely forgot.
In that. A first blood match where if Kane lost, he was going to be set on fire. So it was a first blood match where Austin was fighting a guy who was completely covered from head to toe. And if that guy who was completely covered from head to toe managed to bleed somehow, Steve Austin got to set him on fire. I don't know why people don't like wrestling.
Got to set him on fire.
Poor Kane won a championship. He won his first WWE championship on the night Mick Foley got thrown off the Hell in a Cell.
There it is. There it is. 26 years ago today. I'm on our favorite website, 90s WWE, or Twitter handle, 90s WWE.
Oh, Atlanta is trading. Atlanta is trading DeJounte Murray to the New Orleans Pelicans. Wow. As reported by KC 45 minutes ago. Wow. Who's your source?
It has to be for Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
It's funny. Shams and Woj have identical tweets. Brandon Ingram's name not
exactly.
be included? It can't be
pause.
Ingram. Ingram's name wasn't included. You just neglected to throw Brandon Ingram's name in here?
That's what's giving me pause.
Well, they didn't throw Jalen McDaniels' name in the tweet yesterday.
That's not the same, Jesse. That is not the same.
I'm trying, man.
DeJounte Murray is headed to the New Orleans Pelicans, and now we got to sit here like a couple of jackasses holding on to this phone waiting for the second part of the tweet to come in.
Who do we think it's for?
It can't be Brandon Ingram.
Why not?
Because Brandon Ingram is like the headliner of the trade.
Herb?
Well, then what are you sending down to Herb Jones?
Could it be Herb Jones? Somebody tweet something for
this is
God's
dumb.
Sake.
Like Shams and Woj have to know like
this
who's
is
going
ridiculous.
Where. Like really, like, oh yeah, we're trading D'Onti Murray to the Pelicans, and
like,
that's it.
It's one thing to do this with Jalen yesterday. Like, come on, man. The New Orleans Pelicans are one of the teams like everybody's talking about. Tweet something.
It has to be Brandon Ingram.
It can't
know,
be Brandon
I know,
Ingram.
I know. I understand, but it. It has to be.
So did someone at the Hawks just text these guys and go, hey, guys, we're trading DeJounte Murray, and then cut? Just left, like, I'll see you.
I'm trying to think of any other play. Like, it's, I don't.
Pelicans are moving, for God's sakes. Oh, it's, wow, Larry Nance Jr. and 2 first-round picks. The Pelicans are sending Larry Nance Jr. and 2 first-round picks to the Hawks for DeJounte Murray. Now I ask you, is Brandon Ingram even being traded?
Yeah.
DeJounte,
I think.
B.I., and Zion.
Because they don't want to pay him, I don't think.
Yeah, that's
all it comes down to.
The money.
And that is very cheap for DeJounte Murray, let me say that.
That is very cheap.
Gosh.
Larry Nance. I mean, that is, I'm not going to say it. I mean, that's
I'm not sure what value in the NBA is.
That's Herder and Barnes.
Yeah, honestly.
Herder and Barnes has got you DeJounte Murray.
Herder and Barnes is better than Larry Nance,
though. It is.
It's Larry Nance Jr. and 2 first-round picks are headed to the Hawks in exchange for DeJounte Murray.
Mm.
Not the trade involving the Pelicans that we were waiting for nor expecting. The Pelicans are sending a 2025 first-round pick via the Lakers and the least favorable pick between them and the one that they have of Milwaukee's. Larry Nance Jr. and Woodrow and more for DeJounte Murray.
Okay.
Dyson Daniels is also going to Atlanta. Now it's starting to even out a little bit. Larry Nance Jr. and Dyson Daniels are headed to Atlanta. DeJounte Murray is headed to the New Orleans Pelicans. The KSFM show is canceled. We are just sitting here all day reading tweets.
What does that mean for Trae Young? Is he still getting traded, you guys think?
No, I think he stays.
I never thought Trae was getting traded.
Really?
I think he stays in Atlanta. I think he stays in Atlanta. And I think Atlanta's got a lot of salary they're trying to shift.
If Woj or Shams had any balls whatsoever, they'd announce another trade involving the New Orleans Pelicans right now.
Do you think so? Okay, let's play this game. Let's talk about it. Do you think it's more or less likely that B.I. stays with the Pelicans?
I thought it was less likely.
I feel like it's the same. I don't think DeJounte is keeping him there, like forcing him out or anything like that. Like, they don't want to pay him, I think, like I said, is what it comes down to.
The other thing about that, which, look, it may not really matter that much, but another part of moving on from Brandon Ingram is Trey Murphy. You want to pay him. And where is he playing? If B.I. stays. If you're like, ooh, yo, Trey Murphy. Because you've got now CJ, DeJounte, B.I., Zion, the center spot is open.
Okay, wait a minute then. Okay, we might be burying the lead here. Well, obviously the lead is Brandon. You both think Ingram is still likely to be traded.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Doesn't this take the Hawks off the table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Atlanta's out of
it. So at least based on Fisher's report, which, take it for a grain of salt, but it's what we're working with right now.
Takes Cleveland off the table too, to be honest.
Which you
because of the
DeJounte
because
Murray's
of the return.
New Orleans, you're not getting Darius
Garland. Yeah, because
now.
Of the return. Well, Brandon Ingram is coming to Sacramento.
We did it. We'll see you Monday, folks.
It's the only all along. I'm telling you, Monty's been cooking.
It's the only possible explanation.
He's been cooking.
We did it,
bro. I need that to happen like now.
Yeah, seriously, Monty, we got like 8 minutes till we got to get out of here.
I swear
Come
to God,
on,
if Monte
Come
trades
on.
Him when we go to 102.5, I will never speak to that man as long as I live.
Just going to walk by him at the beginning of games.
And make a noise. Shannon going to come up and say, hey, you want to talk to Monty today? No. Absolutely not.
Oh, man, it's starting to cook. It's starting to cook in the NBA. I'm hyped.
That's a good call though from Jesse. There's a lot of ramifications for this deal that surround the rumors that we talked about earlier. It feels like Cleveland is out of this conversation. Mm-hmm. Unless they just, because you said earlier, oh, maybe you don't do Darius and Jared. So maybe just do Jared Allen at this point. and whatever else.
And that would make a lot of sense for New Orleans after the, if New Orleans trades B.I. To Cleveland and they just get Jared Allen in return, New Orleans is cooking up something, boy. And now you got Jared Allen to go with Zion, Trey Murphy, DeJounte, and CJ. You still got Herb coming off the bench. You got Alvarado coming off the bench. You got, I forgot the young rookie that I like that they have that shoots the ball real well. He's the future at the shooting guard position. Hawkins.
Mm. If you do trade for Allen, though, you'll have to pay him, too.
True. Well, I thought he kind of just got paid. I think he's in the middle of his deal.
He's got 2 more years left, this year and next year, and then he's done.
Okay.
He's at $20 million per.
That's the last trade of the day.
That's all it. Right, let's go home, everyone.
That's it. That's the last trade of the day. We'll see what happens tomorrow with Paul George, with D'Lo.
No, I sure hope you're not getting traded.
Well, y'all called me Marcus Smart last week, so I'm getting traded, and y'all going to win a championship.
Got to say, it's nice, though. We don't have to worry about Malik Monk going into this weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's the truth.
Mm.
That is the absolute truth.
Got
to worry about everything else.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But not that. Yeah. Don't have to worry about that.
Speaking of money, you got 5 more minutes to break something.
Yeah, I think Monty got a really good idea about what's going on, man.
Has there been anyone else in on Brandon Ingram besides like the teams we named, like the Cavs, the Hawks? Like obviously the Kings have been in there. Was there any other teams usually, or not usually, but just been mentioned?
You, the trade spots are kind of filling up to a certain degree. I mean, you think about who would be in the market of like really trading. Like you think maybe an OKC. I don't think Chicago would. I don't think San Antonio would. Maybe San Antonio. I don't know. Dallas, I don't think so. Well, maybe Dallas. Maybe Dallas. Because we talked about the money that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Houston may be looking to do something. But I don't think any of those teams are looking for a B.I. type.
Dallas
maybe.
Should probably go get that my brother. From New York.
Julius?
No, Isaiah.
Yeah. Oh, Hartenstein.
But they're good at center. With the combination of Lively.
Yeah, Lively.
Yeah.
Gafford.
Yeah.
Really New Orleans, you literally have no other options. Give them to Sacramento already. You literally have nowhere else to go.
So wait a minute. So B.I. is the one. Everyone wants Brandon Ingram?
I still want Kuzma first.
I'll be happy 100% either way.
Y'all just want something to happen.
Well, Ingram and Kuzma, those are the two, I think.
I'm not going to act holier than now. I want some action.
Well, no, the move needs to happen. It's just those are the two where those are the perfect fits right there.
I still have Kuzma as the number one ranked on my big board, my trade big board. B.I. second. Cam and Finney Smith is third. Jeremy Grant is fourth and Zach LaVine is fifth.
Somebody tell Leezy Hartenstein is absolutely your brother. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Leezy, he is, brother.
Yeah. he absolutely is, my man. Not everybody looks like you and KC, Leezy.
Come on.
Haters.
Oh, that's uncalled for. I don't even know if I like Shoeless 99. Monty McPhail is not his name.
Oh, no, that's not okay.
Don't do that.
That's not it. What McPhail? Why did you want to Jonte Murray? A hard pass for me, dog. I don't need that.
That was hilarious, though. Jonte Murray got traded to the Pelicans. Oh, Monty not doing anything again. Like, come on, pick and choose your battles, bro.
Literally a player we have not discussed one time, makes no sense on this team. God, Monty.
You telling me we couldn't do Kevin Herter and 2 first-round picks for Jonte Murray?
Couldn't do that.
Oh, man.
We have 2 minutes of show left, which means 3 minutes till the Kings make a trade.
Everybody, when it happens, thank us because we're off.
Well, hey, yo, you got the DeJounte Murray to the Pelicans things right.
I thought B.I. would be involved, though.
Well, I'm trying to big you up. Don't ruin it with what actually was said. You had DeJounte Murray going to the Pelicans. The details aren't important.
Barry Horowitz. Barry Horowitz.
This is funny. New Orleans was 0-24 when trailing entering the fourth quarter and 2-14 in close games, and see Murray as a player who can generate offense late in games. Pelicans remain committed to a core that includes Zion Williamson and CJ McCollum.
Come on.
Well, let's just stay on the air. Yeah, no, it's happening.
Come on.
Pels are trying to find common ground with Brandon Ingram contract. That tweet is disrespectful. If I was Brandon Ingram, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, that's foul.
Taking my happy ass to Sacramento.
That is foul. Y'all don't want me. Why don't want me, man?
Pelicans remain committed to a core that includes Zion Williamson and CJ McCollum. That is phenomenal.
He's out of there.
Absolutely phenomenal.
That is crazy.
Pelicans are trying to find common ground with Brandon Ingram contract. That means they don't want his ass and they're trying to ship him out.
Why you don't want me, man?
Well, I hate to do this, but we're going home. Well, actually, we're not. We're staying our happy asses right here and just going to another radio station. If anything happens over the course of the next 2 hours or so, we'll figure something out. Mm. I'm going to be honest. I don't think it is. But we will be back with you Monday, hopefully with lots of stuff to talk about. James Hamm will be back. Orlando has declined to extend $2 million. Come on, man.
Who the hell is he?
Come on, Chris Haynes, end the show. We'll see you on Monday. Have a nice weekend.
Famos NBA.
Jackasses.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.